British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson has apologised for remarks he made about an Iranian-British aid worker jailed in Iran. Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe, a project manager with the Thomas Reuters Foundation, was sentenced to 5 years jail after an Iranian court convicted her of plotting to overthrow the country's clerical establishment. She denies the charges. On November 1st, Mr. Johnson told a parliamentary committee Mrs. Zaghari Ratcliffe had been teaching journalists before her arrest in April 2016. Those remarks contradicted statements from her and her employer, saying she had been on holiday visiting her family. Boris Johnson's comments have been aired on Iran state television, prompting concerns they could be used to increase Mrs. Zaghari Ratcliffe's jail sentence. Mr. Johnson has now formally apologised in the British Parliament.
The British government has no doubt that Mrs. Zaghari Ratcliffe was in Iran on holiday, and that was the sole purpose of her visit. As I said in the House last week, my remarks on the subject before the Foreign Affairs Select Committee could and should have been clearer. And I acknowledge that the words I used were open to being misinterpreted, and I apologise. I apologise to Mrs. Zaghari Ratcliffe and her family if I have inadvertently caused them any further anguish.
London's Lord Mayor Sadiq Khan is among those calling for Mr. Johnson to be sacked over his initial comments. Mr. Khan has told the BBC Prime Minister Theresa May needs to take action.
This is the latest in a long list of gaffes made by our foreign secretary. He's offended the Libyans in relation to what he said about Sirte being the new Dubai, should they get rid of the bodies. He's offended the Americans, saying President Obama is anti-British because he's part Kenyan, offended the Spanish, offended Sikhs, what he said about whiskey tariffs in the Gurdwara and stuff. Look, I think he's got to go. I think he's our foreign secretary whose job is diplomacy and representing the best interests of our country. And if Theresa May was a strong prime minister, she'd have sacked him a long time ago.
But Mrs. Zaghari Ratcliffe's husband, Richard Ratcliffe, says a foreign secretary's resignation would not help his wife's case. He has told the BBC his only concern is bringing her home.
It's clearly taking a huge attritional impact on her. She found some new lumps in her breast at the weekend and was taken off for tests. There's all sorts of things that are playing out in different ways. She talks about being on the edge of a nervous breakdown. She feels like it on the phone sometimes. So, yeah, I'm worried. I think it's important to focus that worry on trying to bring her home rather than too much. But, these are tough times.
The British government is considering whether to grant diplomatic protection to Mrs. Zaghari Ratcliffe. It is unclear how it could be offered retrospectively to a dual Iranian-British citizen, or whether it would even secure her release. A legal opinion from human rights charity Redress says the British government could grant her protection because she is a predominantly British citizen who has been denied a fair trial. Mr. Johnson says he will take further action, not only on Mrs. Zaghari Ratcliffe's case, but also regarding Britain's relationship with Iran.
A situation where a British mother is held in these circumstances is bound to cast a shadow over Britain's relations with Iran. At a moment when, in the aftermath of the agreement of the nuclear deal in July 2015 and the easing of sanctions, we had all hoped to witness a genuine improvement. So I shall travel to Iran myself later this year to review the full state of our bilateral relations.